Back to the Writer's Block, presented by Bud Select with Hockman, Gould, and Fredrickson on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
We drop bows on them, drop bows on them, when we we drop bows on them, drop bows on them, when we we drop bows on them, drop bows on them, when we
If you're like a party rapper like Ludacris and you're sad, like he was probably sad after his Falcons lost the Super Bowl last night.
Yeah.
Like, what do? Do you like only have like a smaller orgy, or do you like just drink like a half a bottle of champagne? Like, how do you celebrate, but or how do you be sad but still live that lifestyle?
I don't know. I'm not.
Let's get him on the show.
Part of it.
Get Ludacris on the show.
So I need to get Ludacris on.
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Welcome back to the Writer's Block. Did you get a text there, Chris?
I got a text from Hockey Larry.
Oh, what did he say?
He's pretty succinct and just said, "I hate Huey Lewis." So maybe it wouldn't unite all of America.
Well, all right.
The majority of America, could we at least say?
Yes. I just think
there's a lot of young people out there, Chris. I don't know if they're going to be on board.
Have you? All right, let me ask
you,
Brennan.
I get one from Grimey from South County. "I wouldn't have a problem with Huey Lewis and the news next year. I love me a little. I want a new drug.
Which, by the way, was stolen by the dude that did the Ghostbusters song. You know about this?
Ray Parker Jr.?
Yeah. He jacked "I Want a New Drug" and made it into Ghostbusters.
I didn't know that.
Dun, 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 "I want a new drug." Dun, 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 Ghostbusters. Dun, dun,
was there ever a lawsuit?
There was.
I'm not.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what I didn't check on in halftime shows, actually? Dun, 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 dun. I was trying to find out some details on this because people have referenced like how bad they were in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, where like it was like really in the 90s when pop artists started performing.
Yeah, and Michael Jackson in 92.
So, like, to say like any of the recent ones are going to be like the worst, that you really have to, then you are tied into recency bias.
Yeah.
But "Up with People."
Right.
Is one I'm curious about for this reason. Because if you read about my sometimes doppelganger, Glenn Close.
Yeah.
She was raised, in a cult in her childhood, like MRA, I believe it was.
Okay.
And affiliated with that was the group Up With People,
okay,
with which Glenn Close performed at a time.
No way.
So I don't know if Glenn Close possibly performed at the Super Bowl halftime show.
I feel like we would have heard about
that's
that.
I was trying to research it last night, and I could not find like definitive information saying that she had, only that she was a part of the group for a time. And it was a number
that's
of
interesting.
Years.
That's interesting, yeah. I did not know that.
Until she parted ways, obviously, with this cult.
The cult. I'm sorry, cult. I gotta go. So, I'm gonna be in the movie The Big Chill.
I was wondering, like, is it possible that Glenn Close might have been part of the worst Super Bowl?
Now, that would be funny because he's part of some of the best movies of our lifetime.
Yeah.
Hey, Brendan, I'm gonna ask you, have you ever heard the song "Power of Love"?
Is it the one that's like, "That's the power of love"? Do, 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 do?
Yes.
Yes, I've heard that song.
Do you not think it's a top five song of all time?
Well, I would say that I probably don't think that, but I think it's a fine song. It hasn't had that place in my life. I don't know. It's just not. What movie is that in?
It's in Back to the Future.
Okay, yeah.
But it's really it transcends society.
It's a good song.
Yeah, it's like Bach or Vivaldi. Oh, by the way, I went to the symphony the other night and I had a Benjamin moment in front and a Gould moment, but it wasn't in front of Derek Gould. It was in front of Erica Gould. It was in this regard. I say like, man, normally here at the symphony you get to hear Tchaikovsky? She's glaring at me going, nope, nope, nope.
Did you try and say Czechoslovakia?
No, that's what it meant. That's what I felt like. I was trying to say Tchaikovsky. I don't even know why I didn't go with Bach. That's what made
it's
me
easier to say.
Mozart.
Less syllables.
Yeah, so that was, so I had a moment.
So what was more entertaining for you? Because you brought it up. Was it the Super Bowl itself with the drama involved in that one? Or you went and saw Nelly.
Oh, that was a big night. Nelly performed with the St. Louis Symphony on Friday. Symphony Girl and I, of course, our first date was at the Symphony, and we rekindled the magic at the Powell Hall, and I would say at the Symphony, I mean, it was really cool. It was fantastic.
Did you know Nelly was going to be part of the performance going in?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You did?
Yeah,
okay. I didn't pay attention.
I was hitting the button, you know, like I will be when Hamilton comes to St. Louis.
Is that happening?
Yeah. They just haven't announced when the show will be, but it's the 2017-2018 season.
Let me know so I can hit the button, too. Yeah, I think that would be a fun
show. We'll do.
Because that sold out pretty quick.
If you want to text us, please do. 855-282-TALK. 855-282-TALK. What do you got, Chris?
No, I just would like to hear more about Nelly real quick since you you had the experience.
I mean, it was just so cool. I wore a St. Louis hat.
You wore St. Louis everything. You were St. Louis.
I was representing. It was a big moment. It was
you had the St. Louis flag hoodie mm-hmm, on as well.
Mm-hmm, yes.
A St. Louis hat.
That I got at the CVS.
And you were at the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra to watch Nelly perform with them.
While drinking a Bud Light.
You had a Bud Light. And did you order emos at intermission or anything like that or what?
So people were being funny on the tweet?
Yeah.
The Twitter. Matt Seebeck suggested or wanted to know if my underwear was made out of Provel.
Mm-hmm.
Which it wasn't. Sense. It was Calvin Klein.
Oh.
We'll call back to Back to the Future.
I
like
understand.
That? You like that? Yeah, but it was super fun. There was like one other guy. There was like, 10,000 people there. Two guys dressed funny. Me and this other guy wore like a Cardinals hat. We were like, like that was it.
Wait, he was dressed funny as wearing a Cardinals hat?
Well,
that was what was funny?
And he had like a unbuttoned jersey. Like he was clearly trying to look like he was in a Nelly video from 16 years ago.
Okay.
Did Derek wear a tux?
No, but he looked nice, if I recall correctly. I think he even got his haircut for it.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I remember we had the show with him earlier in the day, and I saw him that night. I'm like, he looks spiffy, man.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on over there? Yeah, I think Derek got a haircut for the Nelly concert.
So it was quite an event. That was more of an event than the Super Bowl in St. Louis over the weekend,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, no question. No question.
I think more people were interested in that.
But funny
enough, they should have streamed that. They should have live streamed that.
We know who, yeah. But you say that, though, about the Super Bowl. What's that stat about St. Louis viewership versus Los Angeles viewership?
Oh, yeah. St. Louis won, hands down. St. Louis came away with a 47.5 rating, and L.A. had a 41.8.
Hands down, baby.
Yeah.
On the Super Bowl.
On the Super Bowl.
So it's a neutral NFL event. It's also the marquee event, but it doesn't involve the Rams. It doesn't involve either of these cities. It's just the game, the big game. And you're telling me that 6% more, whatever the math is there, watched it in St. Louis and L.A.?
Yes. The numbers I gave you are mm-hmm. the latest numbers I've seen on television ratings.
Wow.
And, yeah, pretty Man. Handily, I thought.
But, you know, the Super Bowl can be fun for anyone. You don't have to be even knowing anything about football. Mm-hmm. The things you can bet on, let me tell you, they are,
yeah,
the list is long. Not well, necessarily.
Here's what I noticed first, how we realize now that haircut has a major problem. We have to start monitoring how much money he's spending with this now, too,
uh-huh.
because he was tweeting out about his bets and then couldn't remember if he had betted on certain
Oh,
I was like,
man.
I knew I meant to put something on this, but I can't remember if I did.
Does
I
Mrs.
had to go back
haircut,
and look.
Can we get her on the phone? Or actually, better yet, can we get her in here for an intervention?
So what happens is the beginning of the year, the season, I think around when football starts, I said, hey, I want to put $50 into this account, and that's all I'll do for the year.
How'd that work out?
And she agreed, and
oh,
she said that was okay.
Kind of fun.
And so that's what I did, and I was higher, but there was something I lost that I don't want to talk about. But I got down to, it was like $40 when it started.
What do you possibly not want to talk about?
Yeah, don't worry about
involving
it.
Involving sports
betting. No, don't worry about it. So it was $40 where I was at going into the Super Bowl. And
okay.
You can bet on all this stuff. I was feeling really good about Luke Bryan in the over on the national anthem, but he shortened it up.
He was speedy.
Oh, my gosh. He was flying through
that
thing.
Was he double parked?
And so...
How close was that one, by the way?
It ended up being close. Because
he held it
yeah,
in the end there.
It just wasn't enough. He was about 204 and change, and 209, I think, was the number,
okay.
The over-under. So I lost that one. I felt good about LeGarrette Blount. Some actual regular props about him getting so many yards and getting a touchdown. None of that happened, so I lost those. But some of the ones I won, like the over-under on how many times they would mention Gronk,
mm-hmm.
It was over-under 3 times, and I said, yeah, I feel good about that.
Yeah.
Would Lady Gaga have cleavage? No, she would not.
That's
not her style. And so I won that. Won on the blonde hair for Lady Gaga. Lost on the first song. Thought she would do a different song.
I thought of you. So, I mean, okay. Let's talk about semantics here.
Sure.
The first song she sang was that America song,
yeah,
right?
I think that would have to be the one that would count for
then,
the bets.
But then, when she started doing Lady Gaga songs,
yeah.
She started with, I'm on the edge.
And that's all she did.
Of glory. And it was like, really? thanks, and then she went right into some like something else.
A different song, yeah.
So my point is, what if you had, if the bet was, what if the bet said, what is the first Lady Gaga song Lady Gaga sings?
Yeah.
Is it, what is the answer? Is it Edge of Glory? Is it that one lyric?
No.
Or is, I think it, so.
I think it would have to be the third one then.
The one
she started in all the way through?
Yeah. I think that has to be the one.
Oh, man.
That's tough, man. I wouldn't want to be the one making those decisions.
Right.
I wouldn't want to have to decide that.
Well, did you bet on something in that regard?
I did, but I was off anyway. I picked a different song.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
So I should have been smarter.
He picked a Lady Antebellum song.
Well, and that was one of the reasons I was wrong. The other, I should have been smarter to know that the Born This Way would kind of be the anthem of her performance,
mm-hmm.
and that she would do that one a little bit later rather than go with that right off the bat. So yeah. I was wrong.
Lesson
on that
learned.
One.
Well, something next year it'll be Power of Love.
But there's one thing that I'm a little bit upset about, and it was a wash. I'm down to about $28.57. However, they still haven't given me, it's pending, the wager is pending, this wager about how many times they would show Robert Kraft on TV, and they were showing him oodles in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And it's still pending. I don't know. My concern is some of them were not like literally live looking at Robert Kraft. Some of them were like, this happened as the previous play developed and we're showing you 15 seconds later. So if they're trying to not count that, I'm going to have a beef. But I think, I don't know. I think it was obvious that it was over the limit anyway. So waiting on that $1 bet,
yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm a little concerned. Fingers crossed, Brendan. Yeah, I appreciate the concern, guys.
Are you going to be down on the night, however?
Yeah, I'll be, like I said, I started around 40. I think I'll be down to about 30 and change when it's all said and done.
That's not too bad.
No, but it could have been better. It really could have been, especially had I gone like big on the Patriots at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine that?
Oh my God, people were talking. You were talking about that on the Frank Cusmano show. Yeah. Well, how about this? What was your favorite commercial? Mine was the one with the celebrities in high school.
That was good. That was really good. I wondered if those were like their real yearbooks. I'm hoping they were.
It had to be.
How would you love to be the person like next to them, just kind of have your name be on a Super Bowl commercial? How cool would that be?
What about when Steve Carell like commented to the
guy next to him? Yeah.
I wonder if he knew. That's
an angle that I was curious
about. I
want to
look that up. Did he know that guy? Was that a real guy? That's a good question.
Nothing really grabbed me commercial wise.
They weren't great overall.
But I do have to say, I mean, I was stepping in and out too. I mean, I have to take smoke breaks from time to time.
So, I thought you would take it during the game.
So I did that too.
During the play.
Like whatever was happening on the television did not dictate my schedule.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. Well,
I actually.
Mean, nothing.
It was just your addiction.
That's what I'm saying. The overall event, I had no buy in, as Ken Hitchcock would say.
Mm-hmm.
On the
who?
Ken
coach,
who?
Coach
that other guy that used to coach here.
Former Blues coach.
No.
In the first half, I found myself getting food. Like getting more food as the game was going on. But I'm like, you know what? I don't want to miss the commercials. So I actually started. You reverse that. I started going during the game, and then when the commercials were there, I was making sure to watch it.
Yeah.
I think sadly for me, the one that stuck out to me was just an NFL one with the Super Bowl babies.
Yeah, that was creative. But they're all recent.
Yeah, but I mean that stuck out to me. But I mean, the other ones. I mean,
obviously they started with Ditka. And they had a Joe Namath on there, but then all the other ones, and then they had someone of Michael. They had a Michael Irvin, but all the rest were like Von Miller from last year.
Oh, that was Michael Irvin.
I think so.
Yeah. I didn't see the cocaine.
Why am I laughing?
I missed that.
Yeah, they did not have that in the.
I thought your favorite would have been the Budweiser one because they had that little line in there where he says, "Welcome to St. Louis, son."
Yeah, well,
that was pretty cool.
That was the controversial one heading into it because it had some political undertones.
Oh, give me a break.
That's a controversial
give
one
me a break.
Thing you're just looking for.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, he arrives to America and the American tells him, "We don't want you here."
Well, sure, yeah.
No, but like if you're going to be like, yes, it had undertones with it, even overtones and some, but to have an outrage or...
They're saying boycott
like
Budweiser. Is that a hashtag
that's
I saw?
Come on.
I swear I saw somebody put
expensive.
That on Twitter.
Do what you want. Do what you please. I'm all for that.
Right.
But, I mean, look, a narrative that's going on in the country fits right into what a brand was built on.
Good commercial. Quality.
So, hey, we're going to take advantage of that.
And that's... we had a reunion with an old friend.
Who did?
We all did.
We did.
Spuds McKenzie.
Yeah, the ghost.
That was
decent.
I liked it.
That was good. I liked that. Spuds was something. I have a nylon jacket with Spuds on the back. What? Why is that funny?
Just nylon jacket.
Yeah, it looks like like Whitey's jacket from the dugout in 85.
Like, I might be able to find one at Salvation Army or Goodwill.
Good luck.
Yeah.
I've scoured those places for them. I love nylon jackets. Mm-hmm. No question about it. I have an Oakland A's one from back then, too. And, yeah, I love nylon.
It was probably appropriate for you to talk about your tummy back when you were wearing those.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about when I was single digits?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I remember when I turned 10, I was like, man, I'm no longer single digits. Like, I'm at not crossroads, but, like, I'm at a new stage. I remember that really freaking me out.
And then, it'll be a while till you get to add.
To add the third digit? The,
yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point. I'm looking forward to that, though. So, Chris, may I ask you a question?
Sure, real quick.
Do you have anything you want to share with the listeners?
I do. And what I want to share with you is about the battle on Broadway. Timber Fake versus the Home Loan expert Ryan Kelly at the historic South Broadway Athletic Club Friday, February 17th. The day is quickly approaching. Doors opening at 7, undercard matches the amateurs at 8 o'clock. Tickets currently sold out, but more may become available here.
Nice.
Live on 590 The Fan and InsideSTL.com. It's Iggy and Larry Nickel on the call. The main event at approximately 10 o'clock. Ticket revenue will be donated to our charity partners, Friends of Kids with Cancer, Catherine Cares, and Three Little Birds for Life. The Battle on Broadway, presented by Bud Select, Autohaus BMW, All-Star Trophy, Night Shift Bar and Grill, and DB's, which is offering a free shuttle and home of the post-match party.
That's going to be awesome.
I'm excited,
who's
going to
win? I think it's going to be Ryan Kelly.
Oh, for sure.
Hands down. Timberlake's got a belt.
Hands down, Ryan Kelly is going to win that fight.
My God. You're the king of recency bias. I guess I'll ask this question to our city, our fair city. Mm-hmm. What is the greatest Huey Lewis song of all time? There's The Power of Love, Heart of Rock and Roll, Working for a Living, Hip to Be Square, If This Is It, Back in Time, and I Want a New Drug, or the real answer, all of them.
Okay.
But anyway, I'd love for people to text in 855-282-8255 with your thoughts on what is the best Huey Lewis song of all time.
Hands down, the best song.
Yeah, hands down. Maybe why you like that particular song. I'm looking forward to that. Oh, man, I can just see the text line blowing up over there. It's blowing up. All right, should we take a break?
Tony, no. Down right away. Huey Lewis is trash. First one you see.
Let's take a break. We're going to get back more talk here on the Writer's Block, presented by Bud Select and all new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 and InsideSTL.com.